Today, for our first episode, we have our host, Jack, from the Sleep Realms. That's me. We have our community moderator from the Slush Realms. That's Darcy. He will be talking to you guys so you can get your ideas out into the world. And we have our news anchor from the Dotty Realms, Fiona.
Hi.
Who will be telling you guys about current events at the end of some of these podcasts. Now, today we will be talking about the history of the Beanie Boo world, modern Beanie Boo society, and some of the most important events in the genesis and creation of the world, obviously summarized. The first event to ever occur in the history of the Beanie Booverse was the birth of Nyx. Now, Nyx is the god of nothingness, void, emptiness, and all those similar adjectives. And Nyx was created after trillions and millions and infinite eternities passed, and the energy of nothingness condensed, forming the first energy, nothingness. Now, this energy both doesn't exist and does exist, so anything that comes in contact with it must not exist, because obviously, if the energy doesn't exist, anything that can make contact with it can't exist, which is why the god is so powerful. Now, once the first energy began to form, it began forming quicker and quicker and quicker, still over very long amounts of time, millions of years, but comparatively. Now, once there was enough energy, the god was created out of that consciousness. Their consciousness was created out of that mass of energy, and they began using that energy, just the slightest bit. And this created the Serpent of Time, the flow of energy, because the flow of energy is time. And since the Great Serpent of Time was created, it moved through reality, cutting up the infinite voids. Its blood spilled out, creating the first bits of creation. And as it cut apart the realms, it created the first bits of destruction, creating Nova and Destructo. Now, Nova and Destructo fought and fought and fought, and as their energy clashed, it created the first beings. And the creation of these creatures created the god of life, and their death, the god of death. Now, initially, the planet was all unified, half a frozen wasteland, half a burning inferno filled with volcanoes. As the first and only originally life forms, the Slush and the Slakes, fought. And they fought, and the entire landscape was transformed around them because of the sheer force of their power. And then over time, since the energy is diluted, along with the course of time, we created the Dotties. The Dotties are a mix of the two energies. And then, again, we created the Danglers from just pure time energy as well. Now, as these multiple beings were residing on one planet, it began to divide the planet apart, and many other beings would later come again, dividing the planets up further, but essentially, the planets split as their energies were repelling each other, and formed separate planets with separate climates, specifically for those beings. Now, this is called the Great Splitting. It's a very important event in beings history. Now, this event occurred after the alignment of the stars to cause the Great Serpent of Time to take its rest that it takes every 1 billion years, causing Nova and Destructo to come down to Earth and face each other in combat, causing the energies to spill out even more again. Now, a couple things that happened recently, a very long time after this, were the forging of the 10 heavenly demonic blades forged by the angels and demons. These blades were said to clash and kill each wielder to fulfill a great prophecy that said that they would lead to the birth of one of the most powerful creatures in the Beanieverse, as well as the rising of the great demon on the Dotty planet that towered as tall as mountains and split apart the continents as well, as it was eventually forced to rest after being defeated in the Forest of Death. And this also began the great pilgrimage of light on the Dotty planet to ascend your strength beyond, obviously, the patches to become a Leona, thereby for progressing the evolutionary line of the Dotties and massively increasing their strength. Also, a couple thousand years after this, the first meadows were created. Utilizing the power of destruction in combination with creation, they were able to form a great fighting force capable of combating some of the greatest warriors. After this, along with the formation of the houses of Antake within the Slushes, and their strength continuing to amass, becoming the ruling class temporarily, the first great war occurred between the Slicks and the Slushers, again with the Doggies later joining in. Their forces clashed upon the planet of the Danglers, as it was a massive fortress filled with trenches and is still riddled to this day with the force of this clash. It lasted for just over 1,000 years. And not much is known about this war due to the scale and magnitude of it, but it is said that the Dangler home planet was irreparably damaged, causing them to move their ruling class to another nearby planet, which was much safer for them. But after this, the Danglers used these trenches to form fortresses that were taller than mountains, quite literally impenetrable, and refine their time magics to make them an undefeatable force, so that this would never happen again. Many other wars occurred, but not for another 1 million years did a war of such magnitude occur. Now, because the amount of time had passed for the next sleeping and slumbering of the Great Serpent of Time, it happened again, and the forces of Destructo and Nova fought on the battlefield, except there was a far larger force than had happened before. About 1,300,000 Slicks fought on one side, and about 3/4 of that with Lushes fought, along with their defenses with the Danglers, trying to prevent the outreach of destruction, and the Doddies trying to conquer the Slushes to gain more power for themselves to reach the next stage in the evolutionary line. This battle again lasted for a very long time, only 100 years though compared to the previous 1,000 years. But the planet they fought it on is now called Armageddon, because the crevices in this planet are said to reach into the Earth's core with how deep they are, and some of the scars left on the planet have never healed for trillions of years, in a mere 100 years of inflicted damage. And some of the energy still left around on the planet can kill anything that just comes into contact with it. And the planet was nearly split apart, rendering the planet completely uninhabitable. Again, since these wars are so old, there's very little we know about them. One of the more recent wars that again occurred was the first attack of the Slushers in a very long time in a major war. The Slushers attacked the Slicks, seeing that they were vulnerable, and the event, there was a giant celestial event occurring when the Slicks would become far more powerful with the aligning of the planets, causing their strength to rocket, and they thought they must attack. So the Slushers froze the Great Lakes of Fire and attacked the Slick capital. But at this time, the great Imperatus Slick family was founded, and they were capable of using their solar power along with compression to level entire battleships. But eventually, the castle was surrounded, but the Slicks held out for about a year of continuous siege until they broke. But by this point, it was already too late, as the Slicks has managed to perfect a new form of magic, solar magic. Originally, it was barely usable by the Imperatus family, but now they were capable of making miniature suns, and when they broke down the doors, they were met by the fury of thousands of suns, and furiously laid traps by the many Slicks that had laid there, and eventually they were pushed back. And when the solar event came, the Slicks utilized it to lead a brutal campaign against the Slushers, taking back many planets, and stealing one of the Slushers' original planets that they had owned for billions and trillions of years. This would remain so until the next solar event, where the Slushers gained major power. These are some of the key events in history. Of course, there are many more that we can get into. One of the major events that is very key to the forming of the modern-day society is the formation of Jing's family, as well as Antek's family's solidification as a major military power. The Jing Li family is a fusion between the Antekes and the princes, meaning they have the extreme ruling capabilities of a prince, whilst having the physical power of an Antek, though less than a typical one. And these families have now become designated rulers, essentially by an absolute majority, making their power increase massively, but forcing them to devote more to stability instead of military power. Also, the birth of Meadow occurred, the most powerful creature pretty much in the world, a fusion between the Imperatuses, capable of using their new advanced solar and compression magic, as well as the Infernuses, capable of using eruption magic, which can level entire mountains, along with having some raw primal destruction magic gifted to him by Destructo, seeing his power, he became the strongest creature, essentially allowing peace for a long time to rest within the Slicks, as no one would dare challenge him or oppose him. And finally, the first Luvii was born. Of course, not the current Luvii we know today, but this was a massive evolutionary step up, and it was given a technique that allowed them to slice single atoms apart or beams of light using extreme speed. Again, each Luvii is given a special technique from the gods, pretty much. Now, once this occurred, there was pretty much peace, apart from the occasional war, but none of them were equivalent to the Great Wars. The most recent event, obviously, as everyone's heard, we don't need to get into right now. But those are some of the most key events that have occurred in the history of the BBBverse. I'll now send it over to my co-host, the news anchor.
Thanks, Jack. That was great. In current events, a naval city controlled by the Slushes is under siege by the Slicks, and they are threatening to damage the supply routes that the Slushes are relying on. Thus, a major force of some of the strongest warriors, including the members of the Antak family, has been deployed. No confrontations have occurred as yet, but we're expecting some serious conflicts in the coming week. Meanwhile, there are serious issues in the Dotted Territory, as after the recent revolution there, they are struggling to redeploy all their forces in defense of major cities, as well as in the defense leading up to reduced effectiveness of their army and an economic impact because they're needing to draft more soldiers, causing major economic damage. Tune in for more next week or go to the email address in the podcast description to send your questions in. Thanks all for listening.
Bye.